For CJLO News, I'm Alexandre Denis. Bus commuters in Montreal and across the province might see some delays in their commutes starting Friday. Nearly 600 buses across Quebec were taken off the road by 9 public transit agencies because of a glitch. In Montreal, 282 are out of service. Longueuil and Laval also have buses taken out of service. The issue is present on hybrid buses made by Nova Bus between 2016 and 2019. Corrosion of a piece connected to the power steering triggered a warning light on the buses. There have been no reports of incidents caused by the issue. Fixing the issue could take a few days. Bus first need to be inspected, then if needed, a short-term fix would be applied. The CAQ presented their first budget Thursday without many big surprises. As expected, the suburban base of the CAQ are the winners. Families will be coming out ahead with reductions to school taxes and daycare rates. Among the increases in healthcare spending, almost half will be directed towards seniors. Public transit is notably underfunded compared to roads. Downtown Montreal is left in the dark regarding any sort of metro expansion. There is, however, a possibility of a yellow line extension in Longueuil. When it comes to education, universities were not the focus in this budget. New funding is mostly allocated towards pre-kindergarten, elementary, and high school. One of Legault's most notable promises was to extend kindergarten to four-year-olds to reduce the load on the daycare system. Also absent are any measures to address unpaid internships in the province. However, the Minister of Education stated on Twitter that the government has something planned for the end of April. In international news, the death toll has reached 400 people across 3 southeastern African countries struck by a deadly cyclone. Mozambique was hit the hardest, with the number of dead at 242 and rising. Zimbabwe reports 139 dead and Malawi 56. The UN estimates almost 500,000 will be displaced by the flooding, with hundreds of thousands more in need of urgent food aid. Rescue operations are still ongoing across the 3 countries as humanitarian aid tries to rescue as many people as possible when it's not raining. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies says more help is still needed. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.